My entire goal is, if no one notices that it's done by me, then I've won. Because I have no name on all these signs. And if they look official enough, then they will usually stay. I'm a percussionist by training. I studied music teaching in the Nanyang Academy of Fine Arts. The first signs that I made were actually a few years before I entered NTU. I was putting up signs along park connectors, but those were very small in quantity. My first big project happened when I entered NTU and I noticed that the bus stops didn't have bus signs. I went to the wrong bus stops and then just to see the bus fly by the bus stops, especially when it's late at night and it's kind of frustrating. So I wanted to take matters into my own hands. So over here we have the signs. This is the one for NIE Block 2, and the way I design the signs is by having the entire route in view as well as having transfer icons. So where do I find spots to put up such signs? Usually it's based on personal experience because I use public transport to get around everywhere in Singapore besides cycling a lot. And that's where I notice gaps in the signages or things can be improved. These two icons are actually from KL, and this in KL this means a interchange station and this means a connecting station. But in the context of the signs over here, I put this meaning a same stop transfer, and over here it means a stop that's opposite the current stop, as some of the bus stops may not have the same name even though they're opposite each other. So that's one of my main design considerations. So my design process actually started off with the original transit maps that we see at bus stops. They usually feature one line going down. So I initially started with that one line. Then I realized that because the buses go in a loop, then that one line would not be visually accurate. So now it looks like the ones you see on the trains, particularly the circle line. So that's where I also got my inspiration from. What makes a good design is if we don't have to think about it, if it's seamless and we just go about our day and it feels effortless to do things. I'm not sure who took them down, but I'm sure if you go to NTU today, maybe none of my signs are wrong because the school is very clean, that's for one. So when I'm staying on campus, the signs will be taken down, and when one sign comes down, I'll put another up.
Was there like an incident of students coming up to you and like, oh, thank you for making these signs?
I think there are maybe one or two. When they actually notice that it's not done by the school, then those small moments bring me a lot of joy. When I was in NTU, or towards the last days of my hall stay, I was thinking about signs that could be placed outside of the network. I think it's scary because you are doing it in public view and you can get into trouble for a lot of things. Particularly, you can get caned for vandalism. That is one thing I'm very well aware of. There's a big risk involved, but at the same time, I was asking myself, what are my morals and what am I doing this for? What are my values? And for me, if it's to serve the public better, then I'll just do them. I'll usually go at an hour that's very discreet to not interrupt people's journeys. So for example, after the last bus departs in NTU, so my sign pasting in NTU usually took place from 12 to 1 a.m. For those at public bus stops, I also try to do the same as well, maybe super early morning. Some days I would be up at 4:30 or 5, and then I would start pasting the signs before the first bus arrives.
When he was young, actually, he loves to read the street directory. That is the age of 3. To him, he knows what he's doing, and he thinks that this is really for the community, I guess. It's fine. And not so much I'm telling him no, rather than yes. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Okay, so here are the designs. So my main source of motivation is knowing that the commuters after me will be able to get around more easily. When people stop asking questions like, how do I get from one place to another at a bus stop? And instead, they look at the sign, they got the idea, hop on the bus, and they are carrying on with their day. And I think that's something that brings me a lot of joy. It's helping commuters. So these are the two signs I made for the campus in NTU. I'm very lucky that these signs have stuck around for some time. I have a big A4 one over here, and I also have a big small A6 one so I can send them to my friends. So I don't actively track all of the signs, whether they are there or not, because if I do so, sometimes it'll be quite upsetting, seeing that most of the signs that I put up are no longer there already. So usually I just put it up, take a photo and say, okay, this is my gift to commuters along the way, and I just hop on the next bus and carry on with my journey. This is one that I really enjoy. It's mapping out all the trolley bus routes we had in the past. So I actually found out that we had the largest trolley bus network in the world at one point. So I thought, okay, when was that? And where did the route exactly run? So I just traced all of them. Having people who are involved in civic life or civil society in general is super important in every city because it's the heartbeat of the city. Last time before I got to know about civil society, I found myself going online to complain a lot. Then I realized that I actually have the power to change things in my community. I hope that through the presence of grown-up movements, it empowers people to think that they can do so much more for their community. And if there are more people around doing things, then I hope that encourages people to think that I can be the change I want to see.